Next, let's look at paragraphs 8 and 9. On paragraph 8, the only real thing there is to notice again that we've used a bit of stacking realities there. When we talk about relax, take it easy, we're just reusing the same trigger. Enjoy the show, especially when you're in it. Notice from the actual punctuation, that becomes a quote from the teacher. But when you're listening to it, first of all, it sounds like I'm actually saying that as part of relax, take it easy, enjoy the show. So because we've suddenly switched realities halfway through, when I bring you into it, especially when you're in it, it becomes again a slight confusion. So whatever consciousness is left over begins to be rounded down and put more and more out of action. Paragraph 9 is an interesting set of frame control based entirely on people's perceptions or then personal history to fairy tales. Most people know that fairy tales begin with a phrase, a long, long time ago in a country far, far away. That is the classical nature of fairy tales, the introduction to them. In fact, the whole Star Wars saga is built around that, and using the same kind of language creates a futuristic kind of fairy tale. We're going to use the same language here, and by talking about stories that happened a long, long time ago in a country far, far away, it alerts your unconscious mind, stories happening, fairy tale. And of course, you'll go into the same kind of state that you were in when you were young, listening to those stories, which is more that rapt attention and that interest. The next thing of interest that I want to point out within that paragraph is again an ambiguity. We talk about various days. Now, days has a double meaning. You have the days in terms of the days of the week, but also when you're in a trance, you could be said to be in a bit of a daze, in an altered state of consciousness. Now, that itself has been brought out very subtly by making what seemed like a bit of a mistake. The sentence I used was, if they had had radios in that daze, he would have listened with fascination. Of course, it should normally be in those days. But because I've got the wrong pronoun, that days, it again alerts your unconscious mind, hey, something funny is going on here, pay attention. And that then reinforces the later use of the word days in the later paragraph. On paragraph 10, we're taking the next step with that. Again, we're talking about normal waking days. So again, we're suggesting that hypnosis is something which is natural, something which people are in a kind of trance every day. It's more a question of what trance you're experiencing. This is quite a metaphysical point of view, by the way, which is also kind of the purpose of self-improvement, which is to wake up more and more. The next frame that we set here as a pre-frame is quite interesting because of the tactic employed. When we talk about the women telling the stories for the other mind, that's a very clear instruction that these stories are going to be for the unconscious mind. But here the interesting thing is, it's an example of the seed and distract technique that we talked about before. Why? Because as soon as we've talked about that, we move straight on to the next sentence about people gathering and listening like the little boy. Now, that seeding of the idea and going straight on like the normal content has continued through is one of the prime examples of the seed and distract technique, so that consciousness can't quite grasp onto it, because it either analyzes that slight mistake that seems to have happened earlier on and therefore missed the rest of the sentence, or it carries on with the rest of the story trying to keep up with everything that's going on, and it forgets to analyze the statement, hence it slips inside undisturbed. Now, we're also using now a couple of deepening suggestions. For example, the phrase inside, fast asleep, listening intently. These are all instructions or for the hypnosis to become a little deeper, a little bit more intense. The only other thing in paragraph 10, which I want you to take note of, is we've started to introduce a new ambiguity, which will become very important soon. The ambiguity is the word you. A you, of course, is a female sheep. So we talk about the farmer with his precious ewe. The other application to that is that precious part of you, in other words, your unconscious mind. So the story of the golden ram and a wiser you is already alerting the unconscious mind. This is not just an allegory coming up here. The wiser you is also something about your unconscious processes. This in particular is deepened in the next paragraph, paragraph 11, when we have a bit of a play on words going on, and again a bit of a confusion thing. How could there be a double you? Again, we're using this ambiguity to instruct the unconscious mind. When we talk about these two yous, there's a different kind of you. The you in the story is the you as in the female sheep. But the double to that is also you as in the unconscious mind listening right now. So the wiser you is already created as a construct to be understood as the unconscious. Now when we go into the story, everything that the wiser you represents will also represent the unconscious mind. Of course, the ambiguity is there, and later on we'll show you how we use that as an emotional trigger that will be quite useful in terms of the PCAT formula. The only other things that I want to point out in paragraph 11, of course, there's other embedded suggestions which have been going on throughout. For example, the boy often wondered about that. But again, there's the use of pre-framing an idea. The idea we're pre-framing now is becoming like the wise old storyteller. So we're picking up the original seed. How do you master conversation hypnosis? How do you master storytelling? That was the original seed planted all the way back in the first few paragraphs. And we're picking it up again so that the unconscious mind knows there's something about storytelling that we're still doing here.